And in her way, Walton, open stance, comes set, and Morgan delivers, and it makes the count 1-2 after Walton will foul it off. Pitching staff for the Grizzlies as a whole, tough year, 8.75 ERA, while the Bison, on the other hand, 2.47 ERA through 11 games, 66 strikeouts. Would love nothing more to get another one of those right here. And Morgan winds and delivers. That'll be on the outside, trying to get her to chase something down there. And Walton stays disciplined, so the count remains 2-2. McCook and Lincoln Standing Bear here from Hastings, home of the NSAA State Tournament, all the way up until the championship game, which is then held in Omaha. And here's the 2-2. Swung on, rolled over, down the third baseline. Going to be a tough play. Bortner picks, fires on to first, and got her in time. What a play by Paige Bortner. Had a run in halfway down the baseline with a runner coming right behind her and throws her out over to first. And so we are one inning down, half of an inning down here from Hastings. Our score, McCook 0, Lincoln Standing Bear 0 on Kix 96.1.
You have projects around the yard that need to get done. But if only you had the equipment to do it. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and rent the equipment. Rototillers, edgers, jackhammers, you name it, D&S has the equipment. And the rental price is very affordable. Get those projects done this weekend. Head to D&S Hardware. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 3. D&S Hardware, on the corner of West 8th and C, McCook.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
You're listening to Bison Softball on Kix 96.1.
Welcome back here from Hastings, where our score after a half of an inning is McCook 0 and Lincoln Standing Bear 0, as the McCook Bison will be making their way up to the plate here in the bottom of the first inning. They are the home team. McCook only one game up here in Hastings today, while Lincoln Standing Bear will get two, as North Platte, who I'm sure will be showing up in just a second, will be who the Grizzlies will face next later in the day today. And leading it off here for the Bison will be Brooklyn Gillen. And the first pitch here from the Grizzlies, Gillen will have it hit her right on the elbow pad, and she will take off down to first base. So in the circle today is Annalise Meitzen for the Grizzlies. So a hit batsman to start the game. And that'll see Layson Keller up to the plate, who's having a terrific year at the plate, as well as in the circle. Here's the pitch, looks to bunt, pulls it back, actually attempted to, and then tried to pull it back at the last second, but it'll go down as a strike. So Keller down to the count, no balls and one strike, with Gillen standing on first, and a 0-0 score. So each team now has had the leadoff runner on. The Grizzlies couldn't have it come all the way around to score to take a 1-0 lead. Bison trying to do the opposite. Here's the pitch. Keller looks to bunt. It's a perfect one. Right back to the pitcher. No, third baseman will pick it up. Throws it on to first. In time. Safe over there. Gillen trying to go from second to third. And she's safe over there. The Grizzlies, I think, that thought they had her over there at third base. Gillen, how about that? Taking the extra base. And Keller will move up to second on the throw. So it's an infield single. Gillen moves to third on it, and Keller moves up to second on the throw over to third, and a perfect opportunity here for Paige Bortner with the runners on second and third, nobody out in the top and the bottom of the first inning. And I think the Grizzlies did not like the call over there at the third baseline. And here's the pinch. Bortner swings. Hot shot right back to Manson. Checks the runner. Throws over to first. Almost overthrew her head. She's going to be safe. Pulled her off the bag. And the run will come home to score. So in the end, taking that extra bag by Brooklyn Gillen turns out to work out as the Bison strike first and get their first run here in the bottom of the first inning and make it a 1-0 game. Another infield single. They'll probably count that as an E1 because it did pull the first baseman off the bag. She had to jump up in the air to get it and came down too late. So Paige Bordner was safe. Keller moved up to third on the action. And now it's Malia Hilker who turns around, squares to bunt, pulls back. And Bordner will take off to second base and take it with no throw. So stolen base or defensive indifference, whatever you want to call it. Hilker will dig back in here. Runners on second and third again for the Bison with nobody out. Besides Gillen, everybody has put a ball into play so far to start the game. And here is the pitch for Meitzen, and that'll be fouled off. Meitzen, M-E-I-T-Z-N. Annalise Meitzen in the circle for the Standing Bear Grizzlies. Like I mentioned, tough ERA for the Grizzlies so far as a team, but have faced a lot of teams that love to hit the softball, and McCook is one of those. No balls, two strikes, 1-0 lead. The pitch swung on, hot shot, past the second baseman, into center field. One run will come home. Here comes Bordner to make it two, and the Bison take a 3-0 lead on a two RBI single from Malia Hilker. So starting early, that's what Coach Gillen said he challenged his girls with on Tuesday, was to start early against Cozad. And they did that, and they've done it again today, scoring three in the first inning and taking Meitzen right away as it was a hit batter to start the game. And from there, a single, an error, and a two RBI single, and it's 3-0 McCook. So Coach Gillen's got to love where he's at here to start the game. And Coach Megan Rupert will make her way out there into the circle, talking with her girls, trying to get him to calm down here. Just a couple of those fluke plays, though. I mean, Meitzen throwing it so high that the first baseman could not come down to the bag in time. Then between Meitzen and the third baseman on the bunt from Keller, a little miscommunication that led her to get to first. Meitzen really probably could have picked it up, fired it first, and maybe got Keller right in time. And now Roslyn Weimers digs in with a runner on first, takes the outside pitch for a ball. And Hilker, no, they'll call it a strike. And Hilker, who was two or three steps off the bag, retreats back quickly. See if she gets the steal sign here. Wynn definitely picking up. So Meitzen toes the rubber again. And here is the 0-1 pitch. Weimer swings, puts it up high on the infield. Wynn playing with it a little bit. Second baseman running all the way in to make the catch. And that will be Jada Walton at her second base spot. Who she was playing pretty much straight up close to the bag because she might be having to deal with a runner. She ran all the way in past the circle and up the first base line, probably halfway between home and first to make that catch for out number one. That'll bring up Danica Havlicek with a runner on first base, just one out for the Bison and a 3-0 lead. As Meitzen twirls the ball on her hip, now Weinzen delivers the first pitch to Danica. It's a bunt down the third base line, picked up there on the first in time. Now trying to go second to third again, and in there safely will be Malia Hilker. And the third baseman again not liking the call for the Grizzlies. So going first to third on the bunt. So it'll go as a sack bunt there, 3-4 for Danica. So back-to-back outs, but a runner on third and an RBI opportunity here for Brolin Morgan. And the pitch, Morgan swings, pops it up high on the infield. Walton tested again, runs in, working with the wind, and will make the catch, and the inning will come to an end. But not done without any damage. The Bison first three runners score, two of which came home on a two RBI single from Malia Hilker, and we head to the bottom of the top of the second inning. It's McCook 3, Standing Bear 0 here on Kicks 96.1.
Trust earning yours is our top priority at Pioneer Hybrids. They know your crop success starts with the right seeds. Their expert salesperson, Luke Mortner, provides the highest quality seed hybrids, ensuring robust yields and resilience. With cutting-edge research and technology, they bring you the very best. So when it's time to plant, trust Pioneer Hybrids. It's the choice that makes sense for your fields. Pioneer Hybrids, in the McCook area, call 308-340-4068, talk to Luke, or visit pioneer.com. Growing success with trust and one seed at a time.
Mark it on your calendar. Thursday evening, September 12th. Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook is doing something special. From 5:30 to 7, 15% of all sales will help the McCook Fire Department purchase a new training treadmill. Imagine enjoying your favorite pizza while supporting your local heroes. The buffet is packed with delicious options, from a classic pepperoni to veggie supreme. Every bite makes a difference. Don't miss the chance to give back and enjoy a tasty meal. Nobody out Pizza's the Hut, North Highway 83 in McCook.
This is Danny Johnson, and you're listening to Bison Softball on Kicks 96.1.
Taylor is living the Runza dream.
Welcome back here from Hastings, where it is 3-0 McCook out in front. After one inning of play, and Briley Morgan works her way back into the circle, and the first pitch is on the outside corner and in there for a strike, as she'll face the 5, 6, and 7 batters here for the Grizzlies. So it's Rachel Kramer to lead it off. And the first pitch, Kramer will tank low for a ball. And it's one ball and one strike here. So Briley did a great job there in the first inning, gave up a walk to start it out, and then went got three up, three down right after it. That one's on the outside corner. Called a ball. Two balls and one strike now. Morgan toes the rubber, winds and delivers, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Got Kramer to look right at it. I think Coach Rupert's saying, what else do you want? Right down the middle there. And Morgan ready for the 2-2. Swung on, hot shot towards first. Picked up by Danica. She'll run over the bag and make the play. So it's four up, four down since the leadoff walk for Morgan. After the walk, it was a sack bunt, then a ground out to second, and a ground out to third. That Paige had to come halfway down the line and make a hard throw to first. That wasn't going to pull Danica off the bag, and she did it just in time. So one down now here in the second inning. And Ryan Habadaly will dig in, the first baseman. The pinch is that's on the outside for a ball, playing first base today. So one ball and no strike. Morgan, who has had quite a stretch here of really, really good games, especially against Cozad, struck out in the double digits again. Here's the pinch, and that one's inside corner, called for a strike. Make it one ball and one strike. So Habadaly will dig back in. McCook with the 8-3 record, sitting 15th in the wild card points at the moment. Here's the pitch. That one's fouled off, and I know you're probably thinking it's kind of maybe too early to be thinking about that, but we're almost halfway through the year here. A couple of tournaments in, and kind of start looking around. In McCook's district, Scott's Bluff still undefeated. Gearing and Alliance kind of hanging around towards the bottom of the wild card points. So if you want to host, McCook's certainly got to win a few more games. Here's the pitch. That one's on the outside corner, called for a ball. I think Morgan thought she had herself a strikeout there. And she'll reset. Two balls, two strikes. 3-0 McCook in the top of the second. And the pitch, that one's high for a ball. So Hamba Daly from a 1-2 count to a 3-2 count just like that. Four up, four down since the leadoff walk for Morgan. And can she continue that here? Down to the count, three balls, two strikes. The pitch inside corner called for a ball. And Hamba Daly will be on her way to first. So two base runners today for the Grizzlies, both via the walk. And that will now bring up Sammy Johnson, who is behind the plate today. Johnson standing towards the front part of the box. We'll take on Morgan here with the runner on first base and one down, top of the second. The pitch in the dirt for a ball. Kind of gets behind Weimers. Then I think it kicked off of her shin pad, and it was just right in front of the plate, but she was looking behind her. So the runner moves up towards second on what will be deemed probably a wild pitch, as it did hit the dirt first. And now Sammy Johnson ahead in the count 1-0, but the runner on second base has a chance maybe here if she finds a gap to give Standing Bear their first run. The pitch, that one's on the outside for a ball. McCook doing a really good job base running-wise of taking an extra base twice in the first inning. They went from first to third on a bunt. It was very close calls over at third, but they got the benefit of the doubt. And here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and roped down the left field line, foul and out of play. That was straight. Might have had a shot at hitting the fence or maybe going over, but it curls right away, so it'll go foul. And the count remains. Now goes to two balls and one strike, excuse me. So Standing Bears so far this season has seen a ton of great teams. St. Paul, Nebraska City, here's the pitch. Lifted again, fouling out of play down the left field line. So quickly from 2-0 to 2-2 on two swings. But St. Paul, Nebraska City, Milford, Beatrice, Omaha, Scott, all teams that in their respective classes have a great shot of being here in Hastings. The pinch, that one's high for a ball. Scott kind of off to a slow start, but it played a lot of Class A teams to start. Beatrice is always solid. Milford came back to finish in fourth in their tough Milford tournament, and they set it up like that. They want to see a lot of good competition, too. Here's the pinch, fouled off again. And the count goes full, three balls and two strikes. St. Paul, they're always a very sneaky and tough team. McCook So Lincoln Standing Bear, actually finishing in fifth at that Milford tournament. Here's the pinch. That one's side away for a ball. So tough at bat there for Briley. Worked her way back into it. Got some help with some foul balls. But now it puts runners on first and second base with just one out. And turning to double play here is pretty tough. Courtesy runner will check in. And it looks like it's going to be Ortla Blake that'll make her way in for the Standing Bear Grizzlies. And now at the plate, the pitcher Annalise Meitzen. So Meitzen, bat way above her head. Here's the pinch, fouls off the first one she sees. Went off of the umpire's arm. Looks like he's going to be okay. A lot tougher than I would be back there anyway. No balls at one strike, one down. Runners on first and second base. Here in inning number two, McCook in front, 3-0. A three-run top of the first inning. Started out with a hit-by-pitch, and then McCook just kept putting balls in play. And Meitzen will take the inside pitch for a strike and make it no balls and two strikes. There's one where Briley has really loved to live today so far on the inside and a little bit high. A pitch that you think is a ball and you can't get to with a bat. So she wants to live there. Now trying to go back outside. Called strike three. And a huge strikeout right there from Briley Morgan. Her first of the day. A backwards K, in fact. And it'll send Meitzen back to the dugout. And put two down for the Grizzlies. Still with runners on first and second base. So a lot of scoring opportunities so far for the Grizzlies. And can they bring it home? It'll be Finley Quick to round out the order. Here's the pitch. Quick with a hot shot past the first baseman, Havlicek, and into right field, rounding third on her way home. The throw is up the line, sliding in safely there will be Haba Daly. Everybody else will hold, and it's an RBI single to cut the lead to two from Finley Quick on the first pitch she sees. So Finley Quick quickly gets it back and drives home an RBI and turns the lineup over. Did everything you can do for a nine-hole hitter that you ask of them. Turn the lineup over, get on base, and drive home runs. Did all three of those things there, and it makes it a 3-1 game. McCook still in front by two as Hadley Frochelle will dig in. Her first time up, walked, and the first pitch she sees will be low and inside for a ball. And to make it one ball and no strikes. Brian Lee so far today, tough time getting ahead in the count, but has worked into every count from there, though. Seems like she's had two strikes on a lot of batters today. Brian Lee, who pitched on Tuesday, now pitching on Thursday, and I'm sure we'll see some time over the weekend. Here's the pitch, fouled off again. McCook competing in their home invite coming up this weekend. Six teams that are going to be there, so it'll be a pool play format. McCook will play two games. Everybody else will play two games. And whoever is 2-0 will play in the championship. Pretty simple. So Morgan winds and delivers the 1-1 here. Outside corner, called for a strike. And to make it one ball and two strikes. That was a great pitch from Bradley. It tried to have been, you know, painting that inside corner, and there throws Frochelle off. I don't think she was looking for that one. Send it to the outside. Now to her again. Here's the pitch, outside corner, called for a ball. So like I mentioned, this is the second full season for Lincoln Standing Bear. The first one, they just played a JV-only schedule. Played a lot of Lincoln schools and area schools around there as Frochelle will take outside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. McCook was wanting to know where that one was at. Did look like it might have caught the outside corner. But the count now goes full. Three balls, two strikes. Runners on first and second. And the pitch to Frochelle. Swung on a hot shot towards short. Goes underneath Gillen's legs and into left field. The runner coming home to the plate. The throw is up the line. Havlicek will cut it off. And it's an RBI double for Frochelle, and the lead that was once at three is down to one with a couple of swings of the bat here from the Grizzlies. So an RBI double for Frochelle. Tough play for Gillen. I think she thought it was going to hop a little bit more, and instead it just died right when it got and it hit the dirt right in front of her, and it'll roll under her legs. It's going to be a tough play either way. Here's the pinch. And she was on the third base side of short. Runners on second and third now for Harper Svedson. Svedson laid down the sack bunt her first time up. And here's the 1-0 pitch. Inside corner, Svedson ducks out of the way to keep it from hitting her. And we'll dig back in here. Svedson, the two-hole hitter. And that Harper quick RBI with 2 outs turning to be key here. Now can they get another one with 2 outs? And the pitch to Svedson. She swings, pops it up, foul and away out of play. Is the umpire running out of balls? I think he is. Or he's plumb out, so this one's got to stay in. 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 down. Top of the second inning, McCook with a 3-2 lead. Jumped out in front early, but now having to go through some adversity in the second. And the pitch. Inside corner, called for a strike. And to make it 2 balls, 2 strikes. Can Brian Lee Morgan find a way to get out of it again here? Did in the first inning with no damage done. But here in the second, a couple of runs, but can she keep the McCook lead? And the pitch swung on, rolled over towards short. Second picked up by Keller on to first and in time. So Briley Morgan keeps the score where it is, does give up two, and we are headed to the bottom of the second inning. It is McCook in front, 3-2 here from Hastings. This is Bison Softball on Kix 96.1.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
A little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
This is Bradley Morgan, and you're listening to Bison Softball on Kix 96.1.
Hastings, where we're ready to start in our bottom of the second inning. The Bison in front 3-2, got out to an early 3-0 lead. And with their three runs on the first, but Lincoln Standing Bear comes back here in the second, and it makes it 3-2. And leading it off for the Bison will be Danny Johnson. The first pitch to her is high and away for a ball, as they'll be facing once again Annalise Meitzen. As Meitzen taking a little bit longer here, checking the wrist for the call, twirls the ball a couple of times. Now Whiteson delivers. Johnson pops it up high on the infield. Tons of backspin, and Whiteson will make way for third base for the third baseman Svedson, and she'll make the grab for out number one. So one down here in the second, and Sydney Hodgins will dig in. Sydney trying to do the same thing that Finley Quick did for Standing Bear, turn the lineup card over with her on base. When Quick did that, it allowed another run to come home just a couple of batters later. Here's the pitch, and that one's in there for a strike on the outside corner. So no balls and one strike quickly here to Hodgson. Everybody playing pretty much straight up here for the Grizzlies. And the pitch. Swung on, lifted over towards first. It'll go over. No! What a great play by the first baseman, Haba Daly. And she had to kind of look back over her shoulder. It pulled her towards the first base bag, which she had to look out for. Then she had to hop over that and still make the play, which she did. And it's quickly two up, two down. The Bison now have four pop-outs in the game, and all of them have just been right on the infield like that. Two to second base, one to third base, and now one to first base. And Brooklyn Gillen will lead off, and she gets a hold of that one, foul and out of play. And so the count will quickly go, no balls and one strike. So both of these teams would love nothing more to come back here. McCook, kind of Hastings their home away from home, you could say. The Bison will play in two tournaments here up in Hastings over the next few weeks. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and Gillen pops this one away out of play. So makes it no balls and two strikes. The Bison will play in the Hastings St. Cecilia invite and the Hastings invite, both held here in Hastings at the complex we're playing at, where also the Nebraska State High School tournament is held. And the pitch. Swung on, rolled over towards third, picked up by Svedson on to first in time. So a great inning there for Meitzen as she rebounds in the second. And we head to the third. Our score, Lincoln Standing Bear 2, McCook 3. This is Bison Softball on Kix 96.1.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
You're listening to Bison Softball on Kix 96.1.
Welcome back here from Hastings as we get ready to start inning number three. The Bison in front by a run 3-2. As the Bison jumped out early with three runs in the top of the first inning. Lincoln Standing Bear made their way back quickly there in inning number two with two of their own. And now with the meat of the order up 3, 4, and 5, have a chance to maybe tie it or take the lead. The Bison last inning, 3 up, 3 down. And now Bradley Morgan will try to keep the score the same and fires a hot one right past the three-hole hitter, Lily Hansmeyer. For strike number one, Bradley has done a great job of the circle so far today, but he's had a couple of times where she got behind the count, led to some runners getting on base. Here's the pinch. Hansmeyer looks to bunt, has enough backspin that'll go back off the plate over the umpire and foul. As it hit the dirt right away, and then the spin that it had on it carried it over to the left shoulder of the umpire. So quickly, the count is no balls and two strikes here to Hansmeyer. Hansmeyer over at short today for the Grizzlies. The pitch, Hansmeyer takes side away for a ball. So Bradley has really been wanting to stay on the inside corner and then make her way outside throughout the at-bat. That time tried to go outside for the final strike and couldn't get it. So now one ball, two strikes here for Morgan. 3-2 lead here in the third for the Bison. And she'll wind and deliver. And that one's fouled off. Went off of Weimer's there. Hopefully she looks like she's going to be okay. She fires it right back to Morgan and they'll exchange balls. Umpire doing a great job giving her some time. She took that one right off the face mask. And I don't care who you are, that is always something tough to do. You see, even MLB players need to take a few moments after they get hit in the face mask like that. Here's the 1-2 pinch inside corner. Umpire didn't like it. Morgan did, and the count now goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Hansmeyer from 0-2 to 2-2. Digs in here towards the middle part of the plate. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got her with the off-speed. Down low and in. And Hansmeyer goes down swinging. Second strikeout for Morgan. And quickly one down here for the Bison. Lincoln Standing Bear, we mentioned the wild card points for the Bison, who are 15th currently. Lincoln Standing Bear sitting 22nd in the standings. In the wild card points wise. This pitch fouled off here to the second baseman, Jada Walton, who digs in. Something interesting of note here, McCook, who's obviously played a few more games, 11-6. The pinch. And Walton takes a big swing and a miss. For strike two. So no balls, two strikes, one down, nobody on. And outside corner for a ball. Tried to get her to chase. Welton almost did. Morgan checks the wristband. Now we'll toe the rubber again. Winds and delivers the 1-2. Swung on, fought off, over Morgan's head. Keller there to pick it up, and it's on to first in time. Layson Keller, what a play out there at second base. As Welton took the inside pitch, fought it off over the top of the outstretched glove, Morgan. But it led Keller right up the middle as she was already running over there. Picked it, fired it first, and got her in time. So a web gem right there for Layson Keller. And it's two up, two down for the Bison in inning number three. And Rachel Kramer will dig in. And the pitch. Kramer swings, sends a roller over to Keller again. Try her again, and again, she gets the out. So back-to-back groundouts to end the inning. Three up, three down for the Grizzlies, and McCook will come up here in the bottom of the third inning. From Hastings, our score, it is McCook 3 and Lincoln Standing Bear 2 after 2.5. This is Bison Softball on Kix 96.1.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
Newly remodeled with you in mind, Carpenter Breland Funeral Home's newly remodeled facility is designed just for you. From ample parking to our kids' playroom, our new handicap facility is one level and perfectly suited to meet the needs of your family. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
This is Paige Fortner, and you're listening to Bison Softball on Kicks 96.1.
Welcome back here from Hastings, bottom of the third inning. Layson Keller will dig in for the Bison, and the first pitch to her is way outside and over the top of the catcher for ball number one. Briley Morgan with a great top of the third inning. Three up, three down after the Bison went three up, three down in the second as they try to add their one-run lead here. And going back to what I was talking about there in the third inning, obviously a little bit of a different difference in amount of games played as Keller pops this one up high into the outfield. Left fielder, right fielder over there, Parra, to make the catch right up against the line. And there is out number one. Looked like it was going to stay on the infield. That's why I about said it was on the infield, but the wind was able to just lift it enough there into the outfield. Parra, ranging over to her left, was able to make the catch right up against the line. And there is out number one for the Bison. And that will now bring up Paige Bortner. And the pitch. Paige swings and sends a hot shot high and deep into center fielder, way overhead. That ball is way out of here. Paige Bortner with a solo shot. And the Bison extend the lead to 4-2 in the third. So Paige Bortner with a solo shot to deep center field. I mean, the largest part of the park. And she tested it and went right over the top. A quick head. She had no shot of getting it as that ball was way over. And it's 4-2. McCook in front now here in the third inning. So the heart of the order for the Bison steps up big again. And Malia Hilker will try to do the same as she digs in here. With nobody on, one down, and a 4-2 Bison lead in the third. And the pitch to her is outside for a ball. But back to what I was saying, a little bit of a difference in games played so far. McCook with 11, Lincoln Standing Bear was 6. But through those 6 games, the combined opponent record for Lincoln Standing Bear, 32-10. Means they played some tough teams. McCook's through 11 games, 45-48. Here's the pitch. That one's on the inside corner and called for a strike. Evens it out at one ball, little one strike. McCook has played quite a few tough teams as well, though, but obviously they're going to have a that's going to look a little bit different because McCook has played a few more games. But still, 32-10, your opponent's record through the first six games. That's tough. And the 1-1 pitch, swung on, fouled off. So it was a one-run game, now a two-run game. That's something Lincoln Standing Bear has not seen a lot of this season, as they have neither played in a one-run game, a game that's been decided by one run, I should say, or a game that's been decided by two runs. While McCook, on the other hand, has played in a couple of them. Here's the pinch. That one is inside and high for a ball. Evens it up. Two balls and two strikes. So two balls, two strikes. Nobody on. One run already in for the Bison on the solo shot from Paige Bortner. And the 2-2 to Hilker. Swung on, a hot shot over the shorts. No! She's able to make the grab. Hansmeyer timed it well to when she was going to jump and was able to stick the glove up in the air and able to make the catch. And Malia Hilker got to feel a little bit robbed there as she lines out right to the shortstop Hansmeyer. And quickly there's two outs for the Bison as Rosalind Weimers will now dig back in here in the bottom of the third inning. Weimers, the pitch to her, takes side away for a ball. First time up, popped out to the second baseman, Welton. So one ball and no strikes. 4-2 Bison lead here in the third inning. And the pitch here. Swung on, rolled over towards short. Hansmeyer again with a tough play on to first, and she makes it. And the inning will come to a close, but not without some fireworks. The Bison get one run on the solo shot from Paige Bortner. We head to the fourth inning here from Hastings. Our score, McCook in front, 4-2 over Lincoln Standing Bear. This is Bison softball on Kix 96.1.
The reality is, sanitation and roll-off services are just as essential as any skilled trade, and they're more than just a job. They're a career. With a CDL Class B license, you can be a part of a team that keeps our city clean and functioning. And been in the McCook area since 1986. Dan's RS Sanitation and Roll-Off Services of McCook, Nebraska, a family-owned business, has an immediate opening for a CDL driver. Join a team that cares. Call 308-345-4264 to start your new career today.
Divinity Motors on East Beach Street in McCook is your authorized dealer for Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Honda, Yamaha, and still, where else can you buy a new Ram pickup or a car, a motorcycle or ATV, a chainsaw, leaf blower, lawn and garden equipment at the same place? It's all at Divinity Motors on East Beach Street in McCook. Remember, it's not a deal unless it's a Divinity deal. You're listening to Bison Softball on Kix 96.1.
Welcome back here from Hastings, where we're about ready to start our fourth inning of play between the Bison and Lincoln Standing Bear. The Bison in front, 4-2, added to the lead to make it a two-run game. They're in the third inning with a solo shot from Paige Bortner. And now they'll try to hold on to that two-run lead as Briley Morgan makes her way back into the circle for her fourth inning of work. So fourth inning of work here for the Bison. And Briley Morgan with a two-run lead as she'll face 6, 7, and 8 in the order. And Ryan Habadaly will dig in. And the first pitch here to Habadaly's on the inside corner for a ball. And here's the 1-0, and it'll hit Habadaly. So after four up, four down for Briley, she now hits the next batter she faces here to start the fourth inning. And that's how it was there in the second when Lincoln Standing Bear scored two runs. Briley had set him four up, four down. And then they were able to pick up two runs there in the second to make it a one-run game. McCook just extended it back out to two last inning. And the pitch. That one is in there for a strike. Great pitch right there for Bradley Morgan. So Bradley can get a strikeout here, get one out with just a runner on first base. He's got a little more room to work with. And Sammy Johnson at the plate and the pitch. And Johnson will take on the inside corner for a ball. Johnson spelled it with an E instead of an O. So you really get the sin part of Johnson, not Johnson. And here's the 1-1 pitch. In there for a strike on the outside corner, make it one ball and two strikes. So technically it's a home game for the Bison, but we're just here in Hastings. So the Bison back half of the scoreboard. Lincoln Standing Bear will be playing North Platte next. Here's the pitch, and that's on the outside corner. Called strike three. Sammy Johnson goes down looking. Strikeout number three for Bradley Morgan. And a big strikeout there to kind of get her ahead on the outs, make it a little more into her favor. So one out with Annalise Meintzen stepping back in. She struck out looking her first time up. And the pitch. Meintzen looks to bunt. Bunts it off the plate and foul. So to make it no balls and one strike. So the Bison, compared to Lincoln Standing Bear, obviously the Bison, a heck of a lot more seniors, is just a few for Lincoln Standing Bear. When they start a new school like that, like Lincoln Standing Bear started up just a couple of years ago, they don't send you any seniors to start. And then from there, you get some freshmen and some sophomores. Here's the pitch. That one's in there for a strike. That'll make it no balls and two strikes. And then, so you got to wait until they get up to be seniors to finally have your first senior class. That's kind of how it's worked for the Grizzlies. The 0-2 pitch. Outside corner called for a ball. One ball and two strikes here. So Megan Rupert's squad hanging tough with the Mighty Bison. But the Bison with a two-run lead here in the fourth. Runner on first base for the Grizzlies. 4-2 lead for the Bison here in the fourth inning. And the pitch. Inside corner called for a ball. Just a little too high is what the umpire said. Liked where the spot was, though. That'll make it two balls, two strikes. Runner on first base, one down, top of the fourth inning. Bison vying for win number nine. And the pitch. Outside corner for a ball. Bison halfway, over halfway, to their win total from last year of 14. Went 14-13. Made it all the way to the district finals, which were just up the road in Grand Island against GI Northwest. The pitch swung on, lifted, hot shot right at Keller, and it takes a weird bounce with some backspin. Go underneath her leg. She had a shot for the play, and instead it'll go down as an E4, and instead of being two outs, it's just one with runners on first and second base. So that'll go down as an E4. Keller, that's one of those. Nothing you could really do about it, just the way the ball spun off of the dirt. And Brooklyn Gillen had one of those, too, back there in inning number two, that she just had some trouble with. Just seems like when it hits that dirt, it's been dying or taking a weird spin, and that one does the same. So it went underneath Keller's legs. Runner on first, runner on second for the Grizzlies. Finley quick at the plate, and the pitch. Quick will take outside corner for a strike. Finley out in center field came up with two outs in the second inning and delivered an RBI single to make it a two-run game at 3-1. And the Grizzlies would get one more run after that. So Quick did a great job her first time up, trying to do the same thing here. Down to the count, no balls and a one strike to Morgan, who toes the rubber, winds and delivers. Quick looks to bunt. And did she foul it off? I think she did, yeah. Everybody's going to retreat back to their bases. So quickly, no balls and two strikes. Riley Morgan in desperate need of another out here. Because then that kind of lets you just deal with the hitter instead of worrying about the runners, especially for the defense. The pitch, outside corner, and called for a ball. I was waiting maybe for a late strike there, but it does remain. One ball and two strikes, one down. Runners on first and second here for the Bison. For the Grizzlies, excuse me. In the top of the fourth. And the 1-2. Swung on, rolled over towards second. Keller there dealing with the runner on to second for one. To first, it'll get behind. Havlicek go in up the right field line. So a run will come home to score. But the Bison do get the second out. And the two-run lead is down to one. As Brooklyn went to first. And it makes it a 4-3 game. So Brooklyn was trying to maybe get a double play there, and it just came out of her hands. They're going to say the runner, and Easton's going to go out there and talk with the second base umpire. She was definitely out at first, but I think Easton is asking, was Finley quick out over at first base, maybe trying to get a little bit of an explanation. But a run does come home on that, so it'll make it 4-3, but there are two outs. As Quick go with an FC, I think Easton was maybe talking about maybe some runner interference as well. But I think Brooklyn just was hurried up a little bit enough to where it just bobbled the ball coming out of her bat, out of her hand. But a run does come home, but a runner stays on. Now just two outs. So an FC 4-6 for Meitzen. Quick on with the fielder's choice, top of the order up with Hadley Frushel, who doubled and drove in a run, but she doubled on that weird ground ball that took a weird hop for Gillen over there at short. And the pitch, outside corner for a ball. Makes it one ball and no strike. I think that's what Easton was out there talking about the second base umpire about was, did you see possibly any runner interference with that? Because Brooklyn, 100 times out of 100, usually makes that play. So did something disrupt her there? And here's the 1-0 pitch on the inside corner. Called for a ball. Great job by Easton. Did the right thing. Called time. Went out there and talked with the umpire. And looks like they came to a good reason as to why there was no runner interference called. So two balls and no strikes quickly on the leadoff hitter for Rochelle on the pitch. Rochelle fouls it off, and Riley Morgan trying to battle her way back into it here. So two balls, one strike, two down. Runner on first base. Top of the fourth inning. Bison, who extended the lead back out to two. It's now down to one again, just like that. Leadoff run. Walks and hitters that get on usually come around. Here's the pinch. That one is in there for a strike on the outside corner. So make it two balls, two strikes. So two balls, two strikes, two down, runner on first, 4-3 in the fourth. And the 2-2. Outside corner, called strike three, and Briley Morgan strikes him out to end the fourth. And we are headed to the bottom of the fourth inning. Bison in front by one, 4-3 over Lincoln Standing Bear. This is Bison softball on Kix 96.1.
Printing, embroidery, copy center, all with the exceptional brilliance of your business, team, club, or event logo proudly displayed. McCook Lettering completes every job in-house with the professionalism you would expect from a hometown family business. Let them serve you at McCook Lettering on Norris Avenue.
In this ever-changing financial world, there's one bank you can always count on. That's Horizon Bank. They make changing banks a breeze. Visit them at 312 West 1st Street, and their great team will help switch over all of your ACH, bill pay, and online banking services to Horizon Bank's easy-to-use products. They guarantee you will receive the greatest customer service possible from their staff. So what are you waiting for? Head on down to Horizon Bank. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is Rossin Weimers, and you're listening to Bison Softball on KIX 96.1.
Welcome back here from Hastings. We're about ready to start bottom of the fourth inning with the Bison in front 4-3. As just gave up a run there in the top half of the fourth, so looking to get it back as the Bison will have kind of the bottom half of the order. 6, 7, 8, 9 due up in the inning. 6, 7, 8, and then 9 if anybody gets on. So it'll be Danica Havlicek to lead it off here for the Bison. 4-3 in the fourth. Bison with 3 runs in the first and 1 in the third. Lincoln Standing Bear, 2 in the second and 1 in the fourth. And Meinson digs back in on the rubber. Havlicek will dig in, and she's readjusting a couple of other things here. Talking with the home plate umpire. She digs in. And the first pitch, Havlicek looking to slap. And takes a strike on the outside corner. So quickly, no balls and a 1 strike. Havlicek towards the front half of the box. Trying to get on something and roll it through the infield. Infield in a little bit for the Grizzlies. And here's the pitch. Swung on, lifted over the top of everybody. Quick ran in. Now it goes over her head. It'll one hop the wall. Danica on her way to second. Now she's on her way to third. The throw will be off the line and in there safely with a stand-up triple as Danica Havlicek to start the fourth inning. So great job by Danica. Slapped that one right over the center fielder's head. Quick came in, thought it was going to go short. And instead, the wind just carries it right over the top of her head and a one hop the wall. And it's a leadoff triple for the Bison in inning number 4. And Riley Morgan, with an RBI opportunity here, steps into the plate. And the first pitch she sees rips towards short. Picked up by Weldon on the first. It's in time to throw home. Not in time there either. And the Bison will now get the run right back to extend it out to 2 again. 5-3. RBI ground out for Briley Morgan. And so Danny Johnson will dig in here for the Bison. 5-3. 1 down. Nobody on. Danica, who waited almost a second too long there. It was a great throw from Haba Daly from first to home, but Danica slid in underneath the tag. And the first pitch to Johnson is popped up, foul, and out of play. The Bison have done a great job today of just attacking. Attack, attack, attack. As they lead it 5-3 here in the fourth. Have dealt with a couple of jams, one of the second, one of the fourth, on the defensive and pitching side of things. They've been able to get out of it with not a lot of damage. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up, foul, and out of play again here for Danny. So down to the count, no balls and 2 strikes. She'll dig back in here. So Meitzen, who has given up a run in every inning but the second, winds and delivers the 0-2. Low for a ball. Should be 1 ball and 2 strikes, I think. Yes, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Nobody on, 1 down. 1 run in for the Bison here in the inning to make it 5-3. And the pitch. That one's low for a ball. Make it 2 balls, 2 strikes. So Lincoln Standing Bear, their first win of the season, came against St. Paul 13-0. Win number 2 against Milford 7-4, and have had 4 L's as well. The pitch. Swung on, hot shot towards short. Great pick right there by the shortstop on the first, and it's in time. Great play over the short by Hansmeyer. And she goes 6-3 for out number two. Danny put a lick on one right at Hansmeyer, who had to take one step over and fielded it without her glove touching the dirt. Kind of had to turn it over and squeeze it like you would normally play catch. And I was able to fire it over to first to get Danny out. So nine-hole hitter Sydney Hodgson at the plate with two down to the pitch to her. Swung on, roped into left center field. That ball's down. It'll roll for a little bit. Hodgson turns. We'll look at second. Stay at first. And it's a two-out single for the nine-hole hitter Sydney Hodgson. And the top of the order will step back up to the plate here with two down and a 5-3 lead for the Bison trying to add on to it. So the Bison jumped out on Cozad early on Tuesday, did the same thing today, and have continued to add on. Can they do it again? The pitch. Gillen will take low and in for a ball. Sydney Hodgson, a little bit of speed out there over on first base. Bison out to a great start to the season, 8-3. Like I mentioned already, over half of their win total from last year. The pitch swung on, hot shot past the shortstop, Hansmeyer into left field. That'll move the runners up a base, and Brooklyn Gillen is on with a two-out single. So back-to-back two-out singles puts runners on first and second, and a prime opportunity here for Layson Keller to do some damage. Keller with a single back in the first inning on a bunt. And then flew out to right fielder next time up in the third. And here she is an inning later with two RBIs awaiting her. Probably, if anything, seriously one. Maybe two if she's able to park it to a good part of the park. Back-to-back two-out singles. Can the Bison get some two-out life? The pitch. Keller swings at the first one and pops it up foul and out of play. And Megan Rupert will fire a ball from the dugout out to the pitcher, because the umpire is plumb out of softballs. No balls, one strike, two down, 5-3 in the fourth. Runners on first and second for the Bison. The pitch. Keller swings, ropes it high and deep into center field. That ball's down, and a one hop to the wall. One run is in. Gillen around third. She'll be on her way home. It's a two RBI double for Layson Keller, and the Bison lead is out to four in the fourth. It's 7-3.
Good, Layson.
So Layson Keller was just waiting for that pitch, and she drove it out there into left center field. A two RBI double, and Megan Rupert has seen enough from Hansmeyer and has decided to make a pitching change. We'll take a break. Bison in front, 7-3 here in the fourth. Tell you all about the new pitcher when we come back. It's Bison softball on Kix 96.1.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
You're listening to Bison Softball on Kix 96.1.
So new pitcher here from Hastings for the Lincoln Standing Bear Grizzlies. It'll be Maddie Kolhonik as Annalise Meitzen goes into the fourth. But the two RBI double from Layson Keller will be her last batter. And now teeing off is Paige Bortner again. Rips it into center field. Quick will cut it off. One run will come home to score. It's an RBI single for Paige Bortner. And the Bison lead is out to five. So another RBI for Paige Bordner, her second of the day. First time, it was when she drove herself in on the homer. And now she drives in Langston Keller, and it's a four-run fourth for the Bison to make it 8-3. And now Malia Hilker will dig in with two down. This has all come with two outs for the Bison. Started with nobody on, too. And here is the pitch to Malia Hilker. That one will be low for a ball. So the Bison jumping out early to a 3-0 lead. Picked up another run in the third, and here in the fourth, they've teed up for four runs to extend the lead out to five. 8-3 here in the fourth. Bison looking to extend it out. And the pitch. That one's high for a ball. So Malia Hilker will dig back in, ahead in the count, two balls, no strikes. Paige Bordner on first. And the 2-0 pitch, outside corner for a ball. Bordner on her way down to second base, head first slide. The throw goes out of Hansmeyer's glove, and in safely there with a stolen base is Paige Bordner. So Easton Gillen not worrying at all about there being two outs. He's sending Paige Bordner anyway. And a three ball, no strike count now on Malia Hilker. He's going to have some speed out there on the base pass with two outs still. So Kohanek trying to regroup here. And the pitch. Swung on a hot shot right past Coach Gillen down there in the third base box and foul. So the count goes to 3-1. Hilker getting the go-ahead on 3-0. And the only time you can do that is when you know you can hit a homer with it. She certainly tattooed that one, but just needed a little bit more straight. Three balls, one strike here in the fourth, and the pitch. Swung on, lifted past the third baseman, down the left field line. Bordner will round third. She's on her way to home. It's an RBI double for Malia Hilker, and the Bison lead is out to 6-9-3. So talk about a two-out rally. The Bison doing it up and down the lineup. Started out with a triple from Danica Havlicek. She came home on a ground out. Then Danny grounded out to short. Since then, the Bison have sent five to the plate. Four have came home to score, and it's all been via the hit. As Roslyn Weimers will dig in. Well, the runner on second base, two outs and a 9-3 lead. The pitch, Weimers takes outside for a ball. So Roslyn represents the ninth McCook batter here in the fourth. Kohanek now taking a look at the wristband here. She's got a little bit different wristband than Weitzen had. She's actually going to pull it up and then take a look at it. The pitch, and Weimers pops it up high on the infield. Welton to her left. She's able to make the catch, and the inning will come to an end. But McCook bats nine, sends five home to the plate, and they lead it 9-3 as we make our way to the fifth. This is Bison softball here on Kix 96.1.
Even though life gets busy, there's always time for a delicious meal. When hunger strikes, nothing beats the mouth-watering taste of Pizza Hut, located on North Highway 83 in McCook. Come work for the team that puts it all together. Pizza Hut is now hiring for night and weekend servers, cooks, and customer service representatives. Apply now at Pizza Hut. Enjoy a job that's as satisfying as their pizza. Pizza Hut, your next great opportunity is waiting.
When it comes to Runza's chicken strips and dipping sauces, Megan is an expert.
A real sauce fanatic.
Tell him.
I get my strips with honey mustard when I'm feeling tangy.
Mm-hmm.
And buffalo or barbecue when I'm feeling saucy.
Yup.
And ranch or Southwest ranch whenever I want, because there's never a bad time for ranch.
Preach. Our all-white meat, chicken strips, and dipping sauces are the right food, no matter your mood. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Sydney Hodgson, and you're listening to Bison Softball on Kix 96.1.
Ball back here from Hastings, where the Bison, with a 5-run fourth inning, make it 9-3. So if you maybe went left the radio for a second when the Bison only had a 4-3 lead there, and come back, you're thinking, what the heck happened? Well, with two outs, the Bison send four runs home, all on hits. And they were just raking it all over the place. And they extended the lead out to 6. Briley Morgan trying to protect it. She'll deal with the heart of the order here from the Grizzlies. 2, 3, and 4. If anybody gets up 5, it'll be Harper Svensson. To lead off, she looks to bunt. Lays a perfect one down the first baseline. And Weimers was able to pick it up. Are they going to say it was foul? I think they are. Weimers, I thought, picked it up on the right side of fair. But, and I think Svensson did too. But instead, they'll say it was a foul ball to make it no balls and a one strike. So no balls, one strike. Nobody out here. Top of the fifth inning, 9-3. Bison in front by 6. And the pitch. Swung on, hot shot right past Morgan and into center field. Svensson with a great swing of the bat right there. She's on with a leadoff single. And that'll bring up Lily Hansmeier. So Hansmeier 0-2. Just heard somebody say, nothing you can do about that. And that's true, as that was right, a screamer right past Briley Morgan and into center field. So top of the fifth inning, 9-3 Bison. Runner on first base here from Hansmeier. Nobody out. Hansmeier 0-2 today with a strikeout and a grind out, ground out. And the first pitch to her, looking to bunt. She did attempt to go at it, so should be a strike. They actually didn't call it foul. Must have got just enough of it. Couldn't hear it here with the earphones on. 9-3 here in the fifth. Bison with a 5-run fourth inning. She digs back in, winds and delivers. The pitch is outside. Weimers throws it down to second base. Did they get her in time? Yes, they did! How about that? 2-6 and a punch out on the base pass. Svensson thought she was going to be in there easy. Went with a little higher slide. Gillen with a perfectly placed tag. 2-6 on the caught stealing. So the leadoff runner is quickly out. And now Hansmeier with a 1-1 count. Can she get on with one out for the Grizzlies? And the 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike on the outside corner to make it 1-2. A lot of great games coming up next here for Lincoln Standing Bear. So they've got Hastings, Elkhorn, Lincoln Northwest, as that one's outside into the dirt for a ball to make it 2-2. But how about this? Hastings, Elkhorn, Lincoln Northwest, Waverly, and then they play in the Eastern Midlands Conference Tournament. That's all coming up in the next couple of weeks. Goodness. Megan Rupert probably loves it, though. And the 2-2 pitch inside corner called for a ball. Make it 3-2. Got to play the best to be the best. That's kind of the thing McCook has always thought, and the same thing that Lincoln Standing Bear has thought as well. The pitch swung on, popped up, fly ball, tracking over to her right to get it into foul territory is Brooklyn Gillen. What a play. Brooklyn, from her normal spot at short, ran all the way over behind the bag to make the play over there for out number 2. So 2 up, 2 down, and Jada Welton will dig in here for Standing Bear in the fifth. 9-3. And the pitch. Welton, big swing and a miss. No balls and 1 strike. Don't forget, we'll have Bison football coming up tomorrow right here on Kix 96.1 as the Bison. And the 0-1 pitch popped up, foul and out of play. Take their 1-0 record home for their home opener to take on the Aurora Huskies. We'll have all the coverage starting at pregame 6 o'clock. Kickoff 7 o'clock right here on Kix 96.1. Mark Searcy with the call. Have to give Rich Barnett a hard time if you see him for missing that one. How can you miss the McCook-Aurora game? The pitch. That one's in there. Called strike three. What an inning by the Bison as they get a caught stealing. And then from there, a foul out, a backwards K, and we head to the bottom of the fifth. It's a Bison six-run lead at 9-3. This is Bison softball here on Kix 96.1.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
A little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com. You're listening to Bison Softball on Kix 96.1.
Bison Softball back here from Hastings, getting ready to start the bottom of the fifth inning. Bison with a five-run fourth, have extended it out 9-3. And Danica Havlicek, who started everything in the fourth, will dig in here in the fifth with the Bison batting around in the fourth. And the pitch swung on, popped up, foul, and running in from third to make a sliding grab at it. Is Svetson, oh my goodness, what a play by Svetson. Everybody, including me, thought that ball was going to drop, and instead, Danica, the slide, and she is out. So Briley Morgan will dig in here with one down of the first pitch to her. Is on the outside corner, called for a strike. Cole Honick. Now into pitch here for the Grizzlies. Came in the fourth and was able to get the final out. A couple of batters later after she came in. And here's the pitch to Briley Morgan, the 0-1, in the dirt for a ball to make it one ball and one strike. So Morgan digs back in here. Chokes up on the bat just a little bit. And the 1-1 pitch to her. Morgan, big swing and a miss for strike two. Wanted that one. Just a little bit behind it, though. And now digs back in here. One ball, two strikes, one down. 9-3 in the fifth. And the pitch from Cole Honick. Morgan swings, tattoos it high and deep into right center field. Parr on the dive. Did she make the play? She did. Oh, my goodness. Two miraculous plays from the Grizzlies to start the inning. And the Bison are two up, two down. Parra with a heck of a play. Svetson sliding in on the foul out to make the play. And it's two up, two down with Annie Johnson stepping up to the plate. So Danny will dig in here, and the pitch to her, swung on, rolled over towards short, picked up there on to first, the one hopper, not in time, and with two outs again, the Bison are in business. A infield single for Danny Johnson, and now Sydney Hutchins will dig in. It was Sydney who started the two-out rally in the fourth with a single, then Brooklyn Gillen got a single, then it was a two RBI double from Layson Keller. And now looks like we're going to have a courtesy runner come in here for Danny Johnson. So a courtesy runner on for the Bison. And it's Aspen Haslett that'll check in to run for the Bison. So she will be on first. Sydney Hotchins at the plate with two out of the pitch. That one is high for a ball. So two miraculous plays to start it. One that was in foul territory. Then Parra tracking to her left, basically on the infield grass, had to dive and make the play. She was able to do it out there and right for the Grizzlies. And here's the 1-0. Hotchins fouls it off to make it one ball and one strike. Just barely got a nick of it. Just barely touched the top of the bat. 1-1. One ball, one strike. 9-3 McCook in the fifth. Trying to get a two-out Riley going again just like they did in the fourth. In the pitch, Hotchins with a big swing and a miss for strike two. So one ball, two strikes. Hotchins will dig back in here again. Trying to continue the two-out rally for the Bison. And the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up high into center field. Tracking it is quick, now running in, and she'll be able to make the catch for out number three. So we head to the sixth. Our score, McCook in front of Lincoln Standing Bear, 9-3. This is Bison softball on Kicks 96.1.
Refreshing news. Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can. Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Hooker, and you're listening to Bison Softball on Kicks 96.1.
Welcome back here, Bison Softball from Hastings. Top of the sixth inning, Bison in front, 9-3. A couple of great plays might have kept the Bison off the scoreboard there in the fifth, as Svetson ran in all the way from third, made a sliding catch for out number one, and then Parra out in right, a diving catch for out number two. The Bison had a chance for a two-out rally, but came up just a little bit short on it. And now Bradley Morgan back out for a sixth inning of work, taking on Rachel Kramer in her first at-bat, and the pitch to Kramer is in there for a strike. First batter, I say, she faces Kramer 0-for-2 today with a ground out to first and a ground out to second. Came in back-to-back innings in the second and the third. It's taken a couple of innings off here and now is in the sixth. And the pitch, Kramer, kind of same location this time, maybe just a hair outside. And evens up the count at one ball and one strike here for Briley. Morgan winds and delivers. And the pitch is outside for a ball. So two balls and one strike. 9-3 McCook. They're up by six in the sixth. And here is the 2-1 pitch. In there for a strike. So two balls, two strikes. Now on Kramer. And the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Kramer didn't know what was coming there and swung at the off-speed outside. K number six for Briley. And now Ryan Hannah Haba Daly will dig in here for the Grizzlies. So one down in the sixth. 9-3 McCook is the Bison with a five-run fourth inning and a three-run first. Here's the pitch. That one is in there for a strike right at the letters. No balls and one strike here to Hava Daly. The Bison put pressure on early and have continued to add on. Here's the pitch. Outside corner for a ball. Make it one ball and one strike. Riley Morgan, couple of tough innings there in the second and the fourth. But all of those other innings has looked very efficient out there on the mound. And has got one out here in the sixth. The 1-1 count to Hava Daly. Outside corner called for strike two. So one ball, two strikes, one down. Nobody on here for the Grizzlies. And the pitch. Outside corner called for a ball. Count evens up. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, one down. Nobody on. The pitch. Outside corner, just a little high this time. I think she wanted that one. Pitch it there again. See if he calls this one a strike. I'm sure the thought process now. Three balls, two strikes, and the pitch. Inside corner, called strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts. That one's a backwards-looking K this time. Make it seven for Briley. And the last three have been strikeouts. And the last four of six have been strikeouts. And five of ten have been strikeouts. So it's been really on a heater here. And the first pitch inside corner called for a ball here to Sammy Johnson. Is that kind of funny? Sammy Johnson for Lincoln North Star, for Lincoln Standing Bear, and Danny Johnson for McCook. The pitch. That one's outside corner for a ball. So two balls, no strikes, two down here in the sixth. 9-3 McCook. Jumped out in front early. Then a five-run fourth inning. The pitch, foul, laced foul. And the count now, two balls and two strikes. Man, that one was a hot shot. Excuse me, count two balls, one strike. Two down here in the top of the sixth. 9-3 McCook, top of the order coming up for the Bison in the bottom. And that one's on the outside for a ball. Weimer shaking her head, though, saying she liked the movement on it. Just couldn't get Johnson to swing at it. So two down, 3-1. Bradley got a rile in his strike here to make the next pitch even tougher. And the pitch swung on, popped up foul. She's been loving the inside corner, and Standing Bear has been swinging at a lot of those pitches and just lifting them foul to the left. An inside pitch, probably one of the toughest pitches to hit. Coming at you that fast, you got to put the hands inside, drive it into left field, and the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up foul, and out of play. And now they're going to be looking for a softball here. And they finally got one to her. They were looking at the Bison dugout because that's where all those foul balls have went. And the 3-2. Popped up foul again and out of play. So great at bat here between Sammy Johnson and Briley. Sammy and Briley had quite the heck of a battle back in the second where it ended up being a walk, but Briley got the best of her next time up. The pitch, that one's low for a ball. It's a tough way to end that one. Ends her strikeout streak at three. And Sammy Johnson is now out with her second walk of the day. And Annalise Meitzen will dig in. As courtesy runner will check in here for the Grizzlies. Orla Blake back on again to run here. With a runner on first base, two down. Briley Morgan toeing the rubber again here in the sixth. And now Megan Rupert. It's called time, and since Meitzen is out of the game, She has got to enter as a player, and they took care of that. Here's the pitch. That one's on the outside for a ball. Quick throw back down to first, and sliding in safely is Blake. Roslyn Weimers just taking a peek over there. So one ball and no strikes. 9-3 McCook in the sixth. Bison batted quite a few hits again here today. And the 1-0 is in there for a strike on the outside corner. Ten hits so far for the Bison today, as they have had five hits or more in every game but one this season, when there were no hit against Hastings last Thursday, so just a week ago. Here's the pitch. That one's on the inside corner, called for a ball. Cook would lose that game 10-0, but rebounded really well against Holdridge. In the Holdridge invite, I should say. Going 2-1, losing the championship. Two balls, one strike in the pitch. Outside corner, calling for a ball. Briley trying to settle down a little bit here. Get this final out of the inning. Meitzen, who was at the start of the game the pitcher for the Grizzlies, has now entered into the game. The pitch rolled over, fouled, and off. Got her to chase after a little bit of a off-speed pitch there. So three balls, two strikes, two down. Runner on first. Top of the sixth inning. Briley wings that ball to the glove. Now toes the rubber. Lifts up the right foot and delivers. Inside corner, called ball four. And it's back-to-back walks after back-to-back strikeouts for Briley Morgan. And it's runners on first and second with two down. And Easton Gillen is going to come out. And talk with the umpire there. I think they just had a question if Meitzen, entered the game legally per se, because she was the pitcher and she was taken out. So now they have to stick her somewhere if they want her to bat, because she came out of the game and wasn't playing the field. She came back around to bat, so they kind of had to go through all of that menagerie. Coach Gillen out there basically said, hey, we'll get a couple of strikes here. We get out of this inning. Gonna give ourselves another shot to win the game there in the sixth. Get this thing done and over with early. So Finley Quick, the nine-hole hitter, will dig in here for the Grizzlies. As Quick digs in. Runners on first and second. Nobody, two down. Here's the pitch. Quick with a big swing and a miss for a strike. Great pitch there for Briley. She's trying to get that outside going. That time she did. Licks the fingers a couple of times, throws it into the glove, spins it on her hip, checks the sign. Now winds and delivers the 0-1. Outside corner, called for strike number two. So whatever Coach Killen said there in the huddle certainly lit a fire again. And now trying to end the top of the sixth here is Briley. 0-2 count. And the pitch. Called right. Strike three on the outside corner. Strikeout number eight for Briley. And we head to the bottom of the sixth. McCook in front, 9-3. This is Bison softball here on Kix 96-1.
MNB, there is a difference. MNB.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Mitch Johnson with MNB Bank. With deep agriculture roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at the McCook location, and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 308-345-4240. M&B Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. M&B.
Have projects around the yard that need to get done, but if only you had the equipment to do it. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and rent the equipment. Rototillers, edgers, jackhammers, you name it, D&S has the equipment, and the rental price is very affordable. Get those projects done this weekend. Head to D&S Hardware. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 3. D&S Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C, McCook.
Printing, embroidery, copy center, all with the exceptional brilliance of your business, team, club, or event logo proudly displayed. McCook Lettering completes every job in-house with the professionalism you would expect from a hometown family business. Let them serve you at McCook Lettering on Norris Avenue.
This is Danica Havlicek, and you're listening to Bison Softball on Kicks 96.1.
Bison softball back here from Hastings. New pitcher in for the Lincoln Standing Bear Grizzlies. It'll be Ella Flame, F-L-A-M-M-E. And she will step in. Top of the order due up here for the Bison. As I don't want to... The Bison looking to maybe end this thing a little bit early, but... Riley Morgan Bear down there after back-to-back walks after she struck out the first two batters there, the sixth. Bear down to get Finley quick to strike out looking to end the inning. So it's three strikeouts in the inning wrapped around a couple of walks, and Brooklyn Gillen will dig in. Brooklyn, a single, has been hit by a pitch. Two runs scored, is also grounded out today. And the first pitch here from Flame is on the outside corner for a ball. So Cole Honick goes a couple of innings for Standing Bear. Meitzen went into the fourth where she was pulled. So the third pitcher for Megan Rupert and the Grizzlies today. And a 1-0 count here from Flame. And the pitch swung on and lifted high and deep into left field. That ball is out of here. Solo shot for Brooklyn Gillen. She tees off in a left field and puts the Bison in front, 10-3. Man, oh man, Brooklyn Gillen just away to the pitch there. Flame a little bit slower than what we have been seeing. Or what McCook had been seeing there out of Kolhanek and Meitzen are both kind of some hard throwers. Flame, a lefty, so a little bit different in that sense as well, a little bit slower, and now Layson Keller will dig in, and here's the first pitch to Keller over the top of her head for a ball. So the Bison in front, 10-3 here in the sixth. A solo shot, second homer of the day for the Bison. The other was Paige Bortner to dead center field. And Brooklyn Gillen just tattoos that one over the top of everybody. And the 1-0 pitch, Keller swings, pops it up high on the infield. Abadaly up the line will make the play. And there is out number one. So one down here in the fifth. And Paige Bortner will dig up to the plate. So Paige Bortner with the other homer today. She's 2-for-3, but has reached three times the pinch and takes a strike on the inside corner, shaking her head, saying, yep, that was a strike. Paige reached via an error her first time up, came around to score a run, then homered in the third, singled, scored a run, and had an RBI in the fourth. And here in the sixth, has got an even count to her. One ball and one strike with one down and nobody on. And here's the 1-1 to Bortner. Swung on, rolled over towards short, picked up there by Hansmeier. On to first. It's in time. 6-3, and there is out number two of the inning. So two up, two down. After the leadoff homer, and that'll bring up Malia Hilker here. Trying to start another two-out rally for the Bison. And the pitch swung on, rolled over towards Hansmeier again. Picks it out of the dirt, on to first, and in time. So three up, three down after the leadoff homer, and we head to the seventh. Our score, McCook in front, 10-3. This is Bison softball here on Kicks 96.1.
Trust earning yours is our top priority at Pioneer Hybrids. They know your crop success starts with the right seeds. Their expert salesperson, Luke Mortner, provides the highest quality seed hybrids, ensuring robust yields and resilience. With cutting-edge research and technology, they bring you the very best. So when it's time to plant, trust Pioneer Hybrids. It's the choice that makes sense for your fields. Pioneer Hybrids, in the McCook area, call 308-340-4068, talk to Luke, or visit pioneer.com. Growing success with trust and one seed at a time.
Mark it on your calendar. Thursday evening, September 12th. Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook is doing something special. From 5:30 to 7, 15% of all sales will help the McCook Fire Department purchase a new training treadmill. Imagine enjoying your favorite pizza while supporting your local heroes. The buffet is packed with delicious options, from a classic pepperoni to veggie supreme. Every bite makes a difference. Don't miss the chance to give back and enjoy a tasty meal. Nobody out pizzas the Hut, North Highway 83 in McCook.
This is Brooklyn Gillen, and you're listening to Bison Softball on Kicks 96.1.
Bison Softball back here from Hastings, 10-3, top of the seventh inning. The Bison 3 ounce away from win number 9 and a big win over Lincoln Standing Bear, where they will use a 5-run fourth and a 3-run first to their advantage. The pitch, and that one is right down the middle for strike one. To the leadoff man in the inning and leadoff man of the order, Hadley Frochel. Frochel today, 3 times at the plate, a double, an RBI, a walk, and a strikeout. She'll take outside for a ball. Briley has really settled in since that fourth inning where she gave up a run. She has struck out 4 batters over the last 2 innings. 3 last inning, wrapped around a couple of strikeouts, a couple of walks, excuse me. Here's the pinch. That's outside corner for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. And the pitch, inside corner, called for a strike. So make it 2 balls and 2 strikes. So even count here, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 10-3 in the seventh. And the pitch, that one's low for a ball. Three balls, two strikes, count full, 10-3 McCook in the seventh. And calling time will be Frochel. Steps out of the batter's box. And now digs back in here. And the 3-2, swung on, rolled over towards third, picked up by Bortner, on to first. It's in time for out number one. So first out of the inning here for Frochel, for Bradley Morgan, excuse me, who pitched all the way through the sixth there against Cozad, and now here in the seventh, another complete game for her. She's kind of used to that. One down for Harper Svedson, and the pitch outside corner for a strike. So no balls, one strike, one down, 10-3. McCook in front by 7 here in the 7th. Just a couple outs away from win number 9. And the pitch, outside corner. And called for a strike. Called for a ball, excuse me. Two balls, one strike here on Svetson, who made a heck of a play coming down the line in foul territory, slid underneath the ball that was about ready to touch the dirt, and the glove got there first for the out. That was way back in the 5th inning when McCook was at the plate. The pitch, Svetson swings, hot shot right back at Morgan, picked up on to first, it's in time. So two up, two down to start the 7th. So two down here in the 7th, and the pitch swung on, rolled over towards short, picked up there by Gillen, long throw, in time! And the Bison, three up, three down in the 7th, they send the Grizzlies, and they send them home, packing with a loss. The Bison pick up win number 9 on the season, 10-3 over the Lincoln Standing Bear Grizzlies as they take care of business, getting out in front early with 3 runs in the 1st, 5 in the 4th. They pick up another one in the 6th and another one in the 3rd to win it 10-3. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be back with our post-game show. Might have a chance to sit down with head coach Easton Gillen. That's all coming up next here. This is Bison Softball on Kix 96.1.
Taylor is living the Runza dream.
The fry life is the high life.
He's stacking up rewards on the Runza mobile app.
Points on points on points on points.
That's a lot of free food from Runza.
Yep, I'm headed there for lunch today.
Download the Runza mobile app to start getting rewards. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
A little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
You're listening to Bison Softball on Kix 96.1.
Wrapping up a Bison winner here today from Hastings, where the Bison take down the Lincoln Standing Bear Grizzlies. Final score of 10-3. Take you through inning by inning. It was McCook leading after the first inning, 3-0. Then Lincoln Standing Bear in the top of the second would score two of their own while McCook wouldn't score. So it'd be 3-2, just a one-run game after two innings. McCook would tack on one more in the third to make it 4-2, but Lincoln Standing Bear would respond right back to make it 4-3 in the top of the fourth. That's when everything would unravel for the Lincoln Standing Bear Grizzlies and really push ahead for the Bison as they would get five runs in the fourth inning, all but one coming with two outs. As Danica Havlicek led off the inning with a triple, then a couple of outs later, she was able to come home on a ground out put her on at home. Then four runs later, the Bison would tack on as it was a single from Sydney Hodgins, single from Brooklyn Gillen, double and two RBIs from Layson Keller, single and an RBI from Paige Bortner, double and an RBI from Aaliyah Hilker, who did not come around to score, but five runs in that inning for the Bison, put them in front by 6-9-3. And then as we made our way into the fifth, nobody would score there. In the sixth, McCook would put up one run on a tattooed solo shot. Second homer of the game from Brooklyn Gillen. Second home run of the game for the Bison, I should say. First homer for Gillen in the game. Paige Bortner also had a home run today out to dead center field there in the third inning. Bison finished with 10 runs on 10 hits, just one error. Lincoln Standing Bear, 3 runs, 3 hits, and 1 error on the game. Briley Morgan, really great day in the circle for her. 7 innings pitched, 3 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned, 4 walks, and 8 strikeouts, and really just up and down, played very, very amazingly for the Bison today. Just seemed like she could do no wrong, especially from about the 5th inning on, where Lincoln Standing Bear never had more than 5 batters come to the plate. And she was able to strike out 5 in that time as well. So really, really looked very well there down the stretch for the Bison. The Bison improved to 9-3 on the season and will now be 5-2 on neutral sites, 4-1 on their home field, where they will gladly be ready to go coming up this weekend as they host the McCook Invite coming up this weekend there from McCook. So a great day for the Bison. As the Bison did a great job there getting up in front early, 10-3. They get the win. Bison coming up this weekend will have the McCook Invite in town and was able to get the schedule for that one coming up this weekend as the Bison will be taking on Shadron as well as Alliance. Gothenburg, Gehring, and North Platte will all be there as well and joined alongside here with head coach of the Lady Bison, Easton Gillen. Boy, coach, what a game. You guys were able to get started early there, kept it going. A big fourth inning with 5 runs to get the win 10-3. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, and again, I challenge the girls, kind of like the Cozad game, to just start clean. It's when we knew we were going to be the home team, so then just knew, like, right off the bat, just try to hold them to zero and get the bats going early on. And the girls did a great job in that first inning of just playing kind of fundamental softball, of just getting some bunts down and then taking extra bases when we were given that opportunity. And just kudos to those runners that were on first and got third on a bunt, and just having that heads up as a base runner was huge there in that first inning to get things going. And then that fourth inning, I don't know what it is with two outs, but it seems like that's kind of our MO. It'd be nice to maybe do it on zero or one out, but we'll take it either way. And just the mentality the girls have at the plate, two outs or not, they have the same mindset. And we always say pass to the bat, and that's just finding a way, whether it's a walk, a hit, whatever you got to do to get the next girl on deck to get in the box. So they do a good job of buying into that, and they demonstrated it there in that game.
Yeah, you mentioned kind of, you know, passing the bat there. Sydney Hodgson did a great job. She's got two outs, the nine-hole hitter. You know, maybe the other team's thinking, oh, this is an easy out. But she steps up, gets a single, and that led to five runs. That's kind of what you want, you know, not only from her, but top to bottom, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of what we talked about in the pregame show, too, of you never know what batter it's going to be that could start that rally. And I said she did it in the Kearney Catholic game, and she stepped up and did it again in this game and just got things going. And that brought up the top of the order, and girls after that were just hitting the ball.
Yeah, and then you got a great day from Riley Morgan in the circle. Dealt with some trouble at some times, had a little bit of walks. I'm sure she'd like to maybe lower that number a little bit, but did a great job striking out some batters when she had guys on base. Defense played really good, but you got to be happy with the way Riley pitched in the circle today, right?
Yeah, she's doing a great job of just controlling the game in there, and kind of like you said, just find ways to maybe limit some of those walks, and that's only going to help her as a pitcher to keep that pitch count down. But did a great job of when runners were on of just continuing to battle and not let that affect her too much. And defensively made some great plays. Blayson Keller, that one hit behind Briley, I don't know how she got there, and then got her feet set to make a play, but that was a all-around great play by her. And then just defense stepped up too and made some good plays against a good hitting team.
Yeah, Lincoln Standing Bear, man, they're going to be a good team. You know, they got a lot of young girls out there, but it seemed like, you know, once again, they held with you over the first couple of innings there, so got to give them a lot of credit, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're going to be a team that wins quite a few games, and they never give up, and they're always fighting, and they did exactly that, and yeah, kudos to them.
Now you get a tough invite. You got Gothenburg coming, North Platte, Shadron, you know, a couple of other great teams in there as well. It's going to be a long weekend, but a good weekend. Kind of this one's at home, so you're hoping to take the championship, right?
Yeah, it's always fun to be at home, especially where you're on the road making long trips to Milford and then to Holdridge last weekend. So it's nice to kind of take a step back and not have to travel for a weekend and be at home and play in front of our crowd. We've had great crowds for every home game we've had, and the girls love that and feed off of that energy. And it'll be a tough tournament, kind of like you said. There's some really good teams, and it's going to take three complete games to be able to win that.
Yeah, and then looking even past that, you get your kind of first true road experience per se, I guess you could say. I know you've played a lot of games outside of McCook, but kind of been in the neutral environment. Now you get the first road test with Kearney Catholic and Lexington. Those will be two tough games coming up this week, right?
Yeah, and Kearney Catholic was a team we've seen down in Holdridge at that invite, and they gave us a tough game. That was one that was back and forth up until the sixth inning, seventh inning, and that was a game that was a 90-minute time limit, and we got all the way to the six and a half innings in, so that just tells you how good the defenses were playing. And they're going to be a tough team and a team with a lot of experience, and then we go to Lexington on Thursday as well.
Well, Coach, thanks for being able to stop by. Congrats on the win. We'll talk to you sometime.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Once again, Head Coach Easton Gillen after the Bison get the win here today by a final score of 10-3 over the Lincoln Standing Bear Grizzlies. All right. So, once again, McCook will be back in action coming up over the weekend when they're at home with their home invites. Then, next coverage here of Kicks Night on Kicks 96.1 will be coming up next Thursday when the Bison travel to Lexington to take on the Minutemen. That's going to do it for us here from Lincoln Standing from Hastings as the Bison take down Lincoln Standing Bear here today by a final score of 10-3 and now improve their record to 9-3 on the season. Hopefully to add to that over the weekend as well. All right, that'll do it for us here from Hastings. It is a McCook winner tonight by a final score of 10-3. I'm Sam Knowles signing off saying so long and good evening.
The following has been a presentation of high school sports on Kicks 96.1, brought to you in part by
Carpenter Breland Funeral Home, Community Hospital, Dan's R Us Sanitation, DaVinci Motors, Decatur Health, Garrison's and McCook Lettering, Horizon Bank, McCook Clinic, MNB Bank, Pioneer Hybrid Luke Bortner, Pizza Hut of McCook, Runza of McCook, Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy, Tobias Dental Care, Veteran Heating and AC, and Vols Plumbing and Heating.
For a complete recording of tonight's game, check out the Kicks 96.1 mobile app. And to look at the upcoming sports broadcast schedule, head to our website at highplainsradio.net.